I shall be brief today. What I have been instructed to do, what I'm going to do this morning, praise God. I'm going to sum up what we talked about, angels. Amen. We're going to sum it up today. Amen. And that's because there's other things that the Holy Ghost wants to say in this word of the Lord, wants to say by the Holy Spirit. And every one of us, and I understand that different people at different levels of maturity in the Lord, and probably some of you just been here on this particular subject we have been talking about, probably your first time. I'm aware of that. And that's why we constantly going over the scripture over and over again. Even though I heard it, I need to hear it again. Angels. You remember our text? Anybody remember the text we took? All right. Y'all sure quiet, I guess. Anybody can tell me where we found it at? You know, I had to do this when I was in the classroom. The teacher required of me to remember stuff. So nobody remember what text we took. Huh? Nobody remember? Huh? I can't hear. Luke 1 what? No. I said what text we took at the beginning of this discussion. At the very beginning. Hebrew 1:14. Thank you. All right. Okay. You're right. Angels are not to be prayed to, nor to be worshipped, because they are servants. God used them in many different ways. And notice the text. Now notice the text. You should be at Hebrew what? 1:14. Notice the text reading from the King James. Aren't they all what? Are they all what? Notice what they are. Are they all what? Ministering spirits. Sent forth to do what? Sent forth to do what? Boy, y'all don't talk too good. Sent forth to do what? For them that who shall be what? Notice, they are sent forth to minister, not to bow down and worship. Jesus is that great shepherd. But you notice that he said they are all sent forth to minister, the one that he sends. Now, they are to minister for us who are heirs of salvation. That means you are in the family. You have been brought into the family of God through the new birth and all the things that God has for you, because we have an adversary and an enemy who tries to kill, steal, and destroy. So they are to help us. Now notice what he said here. And we are not to forget to entertain strangers. I'll say it again. Sometimes you see a stranger and you don't want to talk to him. That may be an angel. Because angels do appear in human form. They have the ability, God give them the ability to take on human form. They look like human beings. They can appear like a human. And with the gift of discerning of spirits, you can see them because they are angels. I mean spirits. Angels are spirits. You can see angels. You can see spirits. You can see evil spirits. But we're talking about angels this morning. Summing it up, we cover this. Angels are very, very powerful. They're very powerful creatures. Now, God said, let's go back over how God used them. Number where I want to start. Number three, angels are sent to minister. Listen to what they are sent to do. They are sent to minister, save, to minister, to bring a message. And God has thousands of angels. Why does God want you to know this? 2 I thought I had this written down. 2 Kings, yeah. 2 Kings 19. Hold on. That ain't the one I want. 2 Kings chapter, I believe it's chapter 6 where I want. Let me make sure. Okay, why did God want us to know this? What is the purpose behind this? All right, turn with me to chapter 2 Kings chapter 6. Listen to the story. It says, and the sons of the prophet, this is verse 1, said unto Elisha, behold now, the place where we dwell with them are too straight for us. Let us go and pray thee, we pray thee, unto Jordan, and take thence every man a being, and let him make us a place there, where we may dwell. And he answered, go. And skipping down to verse 6, and the man of God said, fetch it. And he hewed him out of place and cut down the stick, cast it thither, and the iron did swim. All right. This ain't exactly what I wanted, but let me get to it. Here we go.